Hi, my name is Megan Waters. I'm an intern for activities, and I am interviewing Phyllis Edwards.
I am from a family of 10. We lived in Yorkville as children, and then we moved to Whitesboro at the time of the Future Farmers of America. We moved to a farm because I had 6 brothers and 3 sisters. But then when I was 10, my father passed away. And we had to move back to the Yorkville to live because it was too much for my mother to handle. And my oldest brothers worked at the bakery overnight, packing the Wynn's bakery trucks to go north. And we all had learned little jobs after we were 15. The girls did a lot of babysitting for parents that worked.
Can we pause it?
It was a lot more work. The 2 oldest ones worked at Wynn's Bakery and overnight on weekends while they were going to school and packed trucks to go out in the morning. The girls, the 2 little ones, boys didn't work. And then the girls, we all graduated from Whitesboro Central School. And after graduation, we were able to get jobs for the New York Telephone Company.
Yep.
Utica Mutual. My oldest sister went into nurses training. And during the World War II, she became a cadet nurse. And she was sent to New York City for her training at Bellevue Hospital. I worked at the Dunlop as a payroll clerk, tire and rubber, with the main offices in Buffalo. And my 2 younger brothers peddled the Observer Dispatch. And on weekends, the Utica Daily Press. And at that time, the Observer Dispatch offered a scholarship. And my youngest brother won the scholarship.
Oh, really?
And he used it to go to Princeton to become a doctor.
Oh.
Which he did.
That's good.
And he had a job in Albany at St. Peter's Hospital. And the second brother won a scholarship from Regents in school, and he went to Syracuse, and he worked as an engineer for General Electric, and they moved out of the area, and he went to Denver, Colorado, and he worked at the Air Force Academy.
Yeah.
And now he had to take a civil service for that job, which mm-hmm. he passed.
Yeah.
The civil service. And he was 40 then. He never thought he'd get the job because yeah. of his age. He worked right up until retirement. Progress is great, but now things have been taken over by machines.
Yeah.
Which is nice, but it has disadvantages yeah. also in a decent, at that time of job.
Yeah.
But we all worked hard, and it paid off.
That's good.
Then the war, the four oldest boys had to go to war. Mm-hmm. That was World War II in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't join, you were drafted if your health was all right.
Mm-hmm.
And my youngest brother went into the infantry, and he was with Patton, and he was wounded. They took him out of, wasn't long, they put him back in. And he lost his life. He was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another boy from Weisville, Reed Jones, and he lost his life age 26.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Kelly worked for the newspaper then. And people were asking him why they had posts for veterans. And he interviewed my mother and one of my brothers, and about the war. And people started asking him what the purpose of these posts and legions and things were.
Yeah.
And there's one in New York Mills on Market Street, and it's the Melson Jones Post in New York Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned to respect the military. Right now I have a grandson that's in the military at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And he has worked hard, and now he's a captain. So we respect the military,
mm-hmm.
the American flag. And we help them whenever we can. The veterans.
Yep.
But we all had a good life.
Okay.
And we still respect our brother.
Yep.
And now the ones we respect also is my grandson, Mark. That's about it for now.
Okay.